For no tax.
Welcome back, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a happy and safe Memorial Day. From the left to the right and all those places in between, remember, everyone's welcome. It's all about the conversation here on ATN. So feel free to throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. How about this one? Is anyone sick of hearing about the oil spill? See, but you can't ignore the oil spill because it does affect all of us. And you do feel so brutal. It feels so brutal for the people who make their living off the shrimp and the fish in the Gulf of Mexico. And there are a lot of people who do. You can't ignore what's happening. And you look at the god-awful pictures and see the stuff that's being spewed minute after minute with that crazy live feed, and you think, there's got to be a way to cap this. I mean, I was, like, killing myself trying to think of ways to shut this leak down. And what am I? Not an engineer. There has to be a way to do this, folks. Forget everything else, all the trappings of the BP story. Just flat out, how do we cap this sucker? A lot of opinions out there, but there's not enough action. I mean, I think BP is being very cautious, and they're taking their time because they have to in these challenges underneath the sea. But I say, let the deep water mystery get solved. We got this oil that's loose all over the Gulf, so listen to anyone and everybody. There's certainly enough people that work for British Petroleum. Get some of those PR flacks to start taking names and taking suggestions. Have a big meeting. Have a couple of meetings. Have 15 meetings and flush out a few of them and see if they might be something that you could twist into something that would work. How about that? Makes sense to me. Does it make sense to you? One thing that BP didn't count on, I think, was that this oil spill to continue to go on past its what's now has turned into April 20th. Here we are, June 1st. So the president, over the Labor Day weekend, visited Louisiana on Friday, in fact, saying he's going to increase manpower in that area. And he knelt down to pick up some tar balls on a beach, listened to stories of bad things that had happened, and personally confronted the spreading damage by this crude that has been gushing, pouring in the Gulf of Mexico, and all the anger that's been directed at the White House of why weren't you doing something sooner? Why didn't you do something sooner? So if he wants to do something, I believe that what people want in that region is just to have that leak fixed, to cut it off, to cut out the oil from assaulting the shores and the wildlife and targeting the livelihoods of people. They just want it stopped, and it's not stopping. You know, the whole drill baby drill thing, forget about that. If you got the T-shirt, put it away for now, because there's no drill baby drill going to happen. It's very odd timing on this whole thing, but poor timing if the idea was eventually we're going to have new offshore oil platforms and new oil exploration in some very fertile areas. Ain't going to happen. In fact, I'm going to say it'll take at least a year and a half to get the approval to even start any of the processes that are necessary to do these leases. All right, so that's on our own shores. Now there's a push from a lot of people to just buy American. Look around at the foreign cars, look around at other things that are being bought that aren't American. So Chuck Schumer sounded off on buying American and the annoyance of call centers when you have a problem. Here's what he said.
People want to support companies that support American jobs. So this is our Buy America campaign for call centers. Let people know when they dial an 800 number, what country the respondent is in, and it will have a real effect on bringing back call centers to the U.S. and bringing back jobs to New York. The more customers know about what they're doing business with and what country the person from the call center is, the more likely they are to place pressure against companies to end the practice.
All right, there's the key. There are a lot of jobs, he's right, the call centers that are overseas. I mentioned this in a previous hour. You call somebody, you need your computer fixed, you need something software-wise fixed, and you're not getting an American, and to be sure, you know that there's a call center on some other side of the world, and that's what's going on. So, absolutely, I think there are a lot of people that should push to buy American. Buy American when you can. How's that? Sometimes you have no choice depending on where you live. But I think a lot of us do have choices, and make the better choices so that more people get jobs. Right here from the start, it's an unusual thing to start with, but this is a very big story. Al and Tipper Gore. Who would have thunk it? 40 years of marriage and apparently growing apart, doing separate things. They are separating and ultimately divorcing, unless something changes there, because perhaps they weren't around each other enough, but they're saying there wasn't a affair, there wasn't another person on either side, any of that kind of stuff. It's interesting because President Clinton was dubbed the big-time philanderer of all time, Monica Lewinsky and all that, and he's still with Hillary Clinton. Very different for the Gores. They just said it was a mutual decision. And it's got to be tough on that family because the daughter, who was married for, I want to say, 5 years, Al Gore raised to her side when she was in the throes of a divorce. And you think of the 2000 campaign and how excited they seemed and whatever. I mean, of course, we know that's a mystery when you're out there on the campaign trail, as we saw from the last time around, but it certainly appeared, no matter what you thought of his politics, certainly appeared that they were lifers. So they have four kids, Corinna, Kristen, Sarah, and Albert III. And this probably is taking a little bit of a toll on them. One night we're going to do a segment on divorce and how brutal it's gotten, and if there's a weird thing to the celebrity culture that sort of, which would be pathetic, wouldn't it, sort of tells people, hey, it's okay if you want to get divorced. You're not the only one doing it. Look at Mr. and Mrs. X famous who are doing that. Let's hope people aren't basing their lives, although as this leaves my lips, I know there are people who are doing it, on what we're seeing on reality television. How sad, 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 sad would that be. Can't wait to see what happens with the Arizona governor. Obama's going to meet with Jan Brewer. Originally, his schedule was too busy, but suddenly he found some information out and realized, hey, I better meet with this woman no matter what, because I don't want to appear to be snubbing her, and I think that's a smart move. So they're going to meet later in the week, and Brewer has been very critical of the Obama administration's efforts, to say the least, to secure the U.S.-Mexican border. Should be some possible fireworks between the governor of Arizona and the president of the United States. Hang through.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 1st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $12.2540. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.5807, $6.2903 for a half ounce, or $3.1452 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.5807, $6.2903, or $3.1452.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
That could be the new mantra for the National Guard heading it to the border, just 1,200 troops for 2,000 miles of border area that has to be covered. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You can throw in your two cents. Is this, do you think, a thumbs-up move by Washington to, or the president, the administration to do this? 800-259-5791, or is it too little too late? I mean, I think this should have happened before, but at least something's happening. At least something. And it is because of what happened in Arizona. I don't care what they say. This was not on the agenda. This was not high on the list. And he easily could have stayed in the shadows until the end of the year. Not that there wouldn't have been discussion about illegal immigration and what to do. But it wouldn't have been at the forefront because there were too many things out there. Healthcare reform, the financial nightmare and financial reform. Now what's happening internationally with Korea, with South Korea, and what is North Korea ultimately going to do? The situation with Iran, Afghanistan, for goodness sake, and looking at Karzai, and is he the reliable partner? Because Hamid Karzai is the president. He's the guy. He's there for another 6 years. So there were so many other things that I believe leapfrogged over illegal immigration. If that could have sat in the background a little bit longer, trust me, there would be a lot of people in Washington that would have been happier about it and would have gladly waited until the new year to pick the ball up and start to talk about that. But it's too late, and it's because of Arizona. So I think we need to give, and I know this is going to be controversial for some people, and you just go ahead and send those emails or give me a call, because like I say, everybody's welcome. But I think you got to give a hand to poor, you know, Jan Brewer, the governor.
Comedy of errors. But the flip side is that this is their site. It's their equipment. And if you want to have any influence in helping, you've got to help BP solve this problem. Since I don't own a rover, I can't go down in my own ROV. I don't have my own, you know, video feed from the well. It's going to have to be done as a cooperative effort. The people that are good at drilling oil are very good at that. They know how to get that oil up out of the ground, and that's their specialty. But when a problem arises that is something that they don't have experience with, they're having a hard time changing gears and doing the type of creative problem-solving skills that special effects guys are really good at.
Yeah, and why are special effects, I mean, this is a layup question, but I think everybody would be interested in this. Why are you guys so good at this stuff?
I think it's really just the nature of people who go into it. We're driven by curiosity. We're driven by a love of science and invariably convinced that no matter what mechanical challenge arises, that we'll be able to solve it. Virtually every problem at one point was considered unsolvable. We a manned flight, oh, that could never happen. Go to the moon, oh, that could never happen. Go to Mars, oh, that could never happen. Solve an oil spill, oh, that could obviously never happen. Well, you know, I disagree with all these things, and I say, you know what, it's just a matter of turning a problem on its head, looking at it from a different point of view, and you know, fresh eyes and a fresh mind will solve most things.
Yeah, I agree with that. And they're exhausted, I'm sure, from doing everything that they've been doing since April, because as I said, this has been since April 20th. Have you offered, has your company offered to help them?
We have offered. We've written to them when we've called them and have yet to get a reply from them. So we are in good standing behind 17 other nations that have also offered their help and had no reply.
Yeah, so maybe the key is and this is what I heard from a good source inside is that, I mean, it's just pressure. And of course it's pressure. It's wall-to-wall pressure. And they're trying to get them to open up a little bit more and let, as you say, the problem solvers come in and help a little bit more. Now, you've done this before. What did you do when you stepped in for, like, NASA, for example? I'm trying to stretch my imagination and figure that out. What did your company do for NASA?
Sure. Well, with NASA, it was an educational challenge. They were trying to figure out how they were going to get kids interested in science when science was such a boring subject for them, you know, in school. And when we showed, we developed a program whereby NASA was able to show kids that science is actually at the root of everything that children hold dear. And that's their Xbox and their Wii and Spider-Man and Iron Man. And none of these, you know, cornerstones of a child's existence would happen without science. With the McDonald Observatory, they had a problem with a $12 million telescope they couldn't see. And it turns out that while the telescope was engineered properly, they built it on a rock that was being heated every day by the sun. And then when they opened the roof to the telescope, all that heat would come up through and create a heat shimmer, which made it impossible to see clearly. So the people
so you stepped in there, yeah.
Who work with these environments every day, you know, develop a myopic condition where they can only see things from their point of view.
Right.
Einstein said when you want to solve a problem, you have to solve it from above the level of the problem. So smart people will bring in people who know nothing about it and say, what do you see here? I'm too close to this problem to do. You don't know anything about this, but you've got a good science sense. What do you see? What am I missing that's right in front of my face?
Yeah.
And, you know, if I have a leak in my house, if I were to call a plumber, I bet the last thing he would be pack his truck full of mud and squirt it at my leaking house. Right?
That's right.
Well, you know, where the idea comes that you shoot mud at a leak.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. mud is soft, pliable, gooey, you know, not very high viscosity. And you expect that to penetrate a hole with 6,000 PSI of oil coming out. And then be surprised when it doesn't work. It's kind of baffling.
Yeah, I think it's baffling, too. I think the top kill thing was destined to fail right from the start. I wrote an article about it. I talked to a couple of different people about it. I knew there was just no way. That's why they were hedging their bet. They were trying to get some time, and they were saying, oh, 60% chance it might work. So what would you...
Well, they're hedging again. Now they're cutting the top off, and they preface everything they say now with, well, this might not work. You know what? Well, we already know to expect that from their past performance.
Yeah, no kidding. That's we're waiting for that.
Experimenting over the weekend with liquid nitrogen, which is minus 320 degrees plus or minus, and boy, that stuff freezes oil solid as a rock in no time flat. If you took a tube of liquid nitrogen and you squirted it deep down in the well pipe to where the well pipe enters the cavern where the oil is, freeze that oil solid, it'll actually form its own plug and buy you a fair amount of time to work on sealing the plumbing above.
But all right, so here we have a good solution, liquid nitrogen.
Right. Go ahead.
So we have a good solution, liquid nitrogen.
Yeah, it freezes it, and when it's done, you know, it just bubbles up as nitrogen, which is what 80% of the air is made out of. So it's not introducing harmful chemicals to the environment. It's not, you know, nuking the ocean floor. It's not spreading dangerous chemicals. It's simply freezing the oil in place to give you time to implement the mechanical solution on the pipe.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that somebody's listening to this, because we're going to send a copy to BP, and let's hope that they call you up sooner rather than later. That's one suggestion that sounds very plausible to me from the way you described it, Steve. Hey, we appreciate you coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. There's a solution. Steve Wolf, a Hollywood special effects dude, saying, listen, you're too close to this thing. You know how to drill, but let somebody else figure out what has happened here, how we can solve this problem. And look what he talked about with the liquid nitrogen. Sounds a lot better than the mud process they were trying, for sure. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can do that at 800-259-5791. On the flip side, odds and ends.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, Goggers. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Pringer from the Paul Pringer Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
And a quick reminder here from ATN, we still have that giant prize giveaway, and we've got another challenge coming up, Trifecta Challenge, third hour on Thursday. The Belmont snuck up on us because it was so close to holiday weekend, but yep, the Belmont is right around the corner, so you just got to pick three numbers in a row. If they come in the order that you pick them, then you win our Trifecta Challenge. And you don't have to know anything about horse racing. If you do, certainly feel free, like Rick in Illinois is still looking for a few good horses. And I know there are some others out there that are doing the same thing. I'm scratching my head because I'm not sure I'm getting too much information. You know, that's that whole thing of paralysis by analysis. And I think I have that disease when it comes to figuring out the horses. But I just wanted to remind everyone, don't forget, we have a lot of fun when we do. It's a great way to lighten the load. And we will do that this Thursday. It's our final Trifecta Challenge because the Triple Crown would be over. There is no Triple Crown winner, but the three jewels, the three races, the Derby, the Preakness, and now the Belmont, which is held in New York. actually been there for a Belmont, and it was crazy. I will never do that again. The LIE, the worst traffic I've ever been in my life. I mean, if I could have turned around, I think I loved it and I'm glad I went. I think I would have turned around. So anyway, I was talking about those poll numbers too on the immigration thing. It was a Quinnipiac University poll, just so you know. And as I mentioned, 48% say they want their state to pass legislation similar to Arizona's. 35% say they don't want it, but overall 51% approve of Arizona's law, opposed to 31 who disapprove. Now, we know L.A. is one of those places because Los Angeles approved the Arizona boycott. They're saying, you know, screw you, basically. We're not going to do any business with Arizona. And to that end, I would say, well, how much business do they do with Arizona? How much business is there between the two places? And there was some heated debate, I guess. The Board of Supervisors voted 3-2 to ban new contracts with, and this is what they're saying, with Arizona-based companies and review those that could be canceled. So the county, and I didn't realize this, but the county has more than $26 million tied up in contracts with Arizona companies this year. So Los Angeles, Oakland, San Francisco, they're all passing the same measure and saying that the law goes too far, so forget it. We're just going to rule that we cannot do any business with any company that is Arizona-based. That's where it would pinch the state, but really specifically it will slam the companies depending on, you know, what it is they do and how much it is that they've got. You know, Stu mentioned that like California, you're talking about Washington, their consumer states. What is it that they produce? How much are they producing versus what they're taking in? And that kind of goes along with that. So they take things in, and I guess they're just going to cut off their nose to spite themselves. Al is listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, I think that the liberal Democrats and the environmentalist extremists are partially and indirectly responsible for that tragedy in the Gulf of Mexico, because I've heard that the oil companies have been begging for years to drill in shallow waters, because that deposit of oil that they were drilling way out, it was way out in deep water, right? The oil rig was way out in the middle of nowhere, right?
5,000 feet down, they're trying to close
the
leak.
Okay, now, that deposit of oil could have been accessed by drilling in a lot shallower waters, right? Because that deposit of oil probably runs for hundreds of miles, right? Underneath the floor of the Gulf of Mexico.
That's the thought that it does. But, you know, you have to pinpoint where the wells are, and you know that. They get the lease and they drill down. But, yes, there are many people that think that, sure, it could go all the way out from shallow all the way to deep.
Because the liberals and the left-wingers and the environmentalists have been forcing these oil companies to go way out into the middle of nowhere. And if they would have been allowed to drill closer to shore in shallow waters, then this tragedy wouldn't have happened, because this is the deepest oil leak in history, right?
In history, yes.
No oil well has ever sprung a leak this deep underneath the water, right?
No.
So if they've been allowed to, you know, that's how stupid the environmentalist extremists are. If they'd allowed them to drill in shallower waters. And I honestly don't, do you think that the White House has been taking this seriously enough? From the beginning?
For my money, not in the beginning at all. Not until there was all this pressure. I think that immediately the Interior Secretary was off rafting. I've said this before, and he should have been right down at the oil spill site from the very moment it happened.
Yeah, I think he should change his name to Ken Salad Bar. Because, I'm serious, because he's treating like this was a leak in a container of olive oil at a salad bar.
Yes.
Somebody should tell Ken Salad Bar that this isn't an olive oil. And also, did you hear today that Al Gore is dumping his wife?
Yes, after 40 years, they said it was mutual that they're done.
Well, I guess, you know, his next book should be An Inconvenient Wife.
But I'm pumped.
Bye.
Thank you. That was good, too, by the way, Al. Let's get some applause for Al. He gave us two good ones. They weren't weak. They were pretty good. All right, Al, great effort. That was good. An inconvenient wife. I bet there's more jokes going around. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to throw someone in the dungeon. We actually have a couple of candidates for that. One is Ahmadinejad, but I think I've thrown him in the dungeon probably five times, and who cares at this point? He's a little madman from Iran who spouts ridiculous things out whenever it's convenient for him to do so, and now he's doing that once again, and this time it's Israel that's the target. For 5 seconds, he's off the U.S. back, and the reason why is because of this flotilla, crazy flotilla thing that happened, if you haven't heard, a couple of days ago. There's massive tension between Israel and Turkey, and it's probably getting worse by the moment. You've got people from both countries that have, come to Washington for a bunch of meetings on the back of what happened, the Israel Defense Forces raid on a Gaza aid bound flotilla. That's what they were doing, right? And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called off his meeting with Barack Obama that was supposed to take place at the White House on Tuesday. This was a day after leading the move to condemn Israel at the United Nations Security Council. The Turkish foreign minister was expected to meet with Hillary Clinton on Tuesday evening. So it's very confusing, this kind of psychological warfare now that's going on. And there's a lot of blame game and a lot of finger pointing, and a big problem, I think, for Israel and other countries deciding what to do with what now has happened in this flotilla crisis, because it is a crisis. And Netanyahu is square in the middle of this. And Ahmadinejad, like I said, is sticking his nose right squarely in this deal as well. And you know about the Gaza Strip, and you know about the blockade that's been there for 3 years. And the ship was stopped, and ultimately, the way it looks on video, is it's like the Israelis were being attacked, but 9 activists on the aid boat, for lack of a better way to describe it, were killed. So this just gives more propaganda material for Hamas, the scoundrels who don't need any extra fuel for their fire. And they've got it now. And trust me, they're going to run with this one all the way to the bank. So there's a call for the Gaza Strip, the blockade, for Israel to lift the blockade and try to save face, I think, at the same time with this. But 124 of the activists deported from Israel did arrive in Jordan. So that was the good news, because dozens of them were detained during that Israeli raid, and they were roughed up. They said they were humiliated, but then they were deported. So 124 from 12 Muslim nations, most without diplomatic ties with Israel, crossed the bridge and boarded 5 Jordanian buses. The bridge across the Jordan River is under Israeli control, and it links, so you know, Jordan with the West Bank. And the people insist that they were humiliated, the women, the men, and the children, and that the Israelis were brutal and arrogant. And subsequently, this was nasty business. And like I said, 9 were killed. 9 were killed. And there's been a rain of condemnation that has poured over on Israel since those naval commandos halted this flotilla in international waters overnight on Monday. 9 people dead, dozens wounded. It's a nightmare. More on what Benjamin Netanyahu...
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Decision-making continues on the Hill as a senator from Pennsylvania, Robert Casey, has come up with a real doozy, legislation to bail out union pension funds that are drying up. Joining us to talk about this bogus bailout is Andrew Langer, president of the Institute for Liberty. Andrew, always fun to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be there, Kate. And let's keep in mind that it's $165 billion to only bail out private union pension funds. This isn't even focusing on the massive unfunded liabilities or the massive liabilities that are being faced by public employee unions.
Yeah, so my question is, how do they come up with these? I call them guesstimates, $165 billion. You and I both know even that number is probably going to increase. I don't understand it's like fraud. Oh, it's just $165 billion. And the number, first of all, I don't think we should be going there. I don't think we should bail out the unions for some bad decision-making. But the number could, who knows how big it could explode to. And tell everybody who gets to pay for that, Andrew.
Well, we all get to pay for it. I mean, this is really camel's nose under the tent sort of stuff here. Essentially, you know, it's like this. You get to this point in the legislative cycle. You know, here we are just about 6 months out from the fall elections, and they're throwing as much stuff out there for the American public to try to digest hoping that, well, knowing that we won't be able
girls from the Gaza Strip. And what we're going to be doing is traveling the country just talking about our firsthand experiences with war and what it's really like to partake in it and how it affects the lives of everyone involved, from the soldiers to the citizens of the country. And we really want to use our story to compel people to find other ways to solve problems other than violence and kind of reroute our brains to make compassion-based actions rather than fear-based actions, which seems to be so prevalent in our society.
Tell me what was Fallujah like for you? What were your expectations, and what happened once you were in Fallujah?
Going in, that was just my first tour, and I just had no idea at all what to expect. And even if I had had some kind of thought going into it, it would have just been blown out of the water just to see just what was once a pretty well-built and functioning city just decimated, and just to see people getting by on a very kind of local and day-to-day level was just something I hadn't experienced before, and to really be taking part in kind of the destruction of it was kind of really a really intense experience for me, which has taken a lot of sorting out to get through. But ultimately, it was kind of like just being in the ruins of kind of like what was once the cradle of civilization. And it was just such a powerful thing to see kind of almost like the birthplace of man just kind of laying flat.
What were your encounters with the people? Did you have any encounters with people when you were in Fallujah?
Well, during my first tour, I defused roadside bombs. So that would be basically all I did. I didn't come into much contact with the people while I was doing that. I was just solely focused on the bombs on the road and getting them off the road. But I did start making a lot more contact with people during my second tour in Ramadi, when I would do more house-to-house searches and raids. And the contact that I did come into with the Iraqi people really changed my life.
And how did it change your life?
Well, one story I actually talk about going around the country is, I draw it out a little bit when I'm speaking of it, but in short, here, I got to make sure I'm not, okay, that's not my subway.
It's okay. I love this. This is live radio. This is great.
In short, though, me and my squad out were out looking for just buried weapons throughout the area of Ramadi we were working in and patrolling out of. And we had no intel that day, so we were just kind of going around just looking for anything out of the ordinary or suspicious. And we found this house that just had a really nice garden and lawn. And for us, we were just like, well, a really, really nice garden and lawn is kind of suspicious in the middle of the desert. So we decided that we would just randomly go in and search this place. And we started, my squad went in and started searching the house, kind of leaving no stone, pillow, piece of furniture unturned, kind of tearing the place up. And I got my mine detector and shovel out and started just digging up this guy's just well-manicured and tended lawn and garden, which you could see he clearly put a big piece of his heart into. And as we were just tearing this guy's place apart, I was kind of like on my knees putting a hole in his lawn. I looked over and he was coming out the door with a tray of tea, and he went and started serving it to all of my squad members one by one, and finally came up to me. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to drink this tea. It's got to be poison. I mean, how could you not want to, you know, do anything but serve poison tea to people just tearing apart your life? And
right.
looking at him, I could just see in his eyes he was coming from a place of pure compassion and kindness. And he, as he served me the tea, just started speaking to me in English, which shocked me once again. And he just wanted to understand where I was coming from and make that connection. And that really, I mean, I didn't drop my gun at that point, but that really just started this whole new thought process and consciousness in myself, where I started to look at what I was doing to these other people who I thought I had so much to give, like democracy and that, all these American values. And I started to realize that I had just been, like, shown this greater capacity of humanity that I could only hope to achieve one day. And here I thought I was, like, giving all these awesome values when I had just been shown such a important lesson. And, like, that lesson went with me from Iraq to halfway across the world to my home in Ohio, and just the power that compassion had to, like, completely change around a situation and change the way someone viewed the world. That lesson that Iraqi man showed me started spreading to my friends, my family, and just by one brief interaction in an afternoon, someone acting kind and lovingly in the face of just so much hatred and anger and just basically loving an enemy that went halfway across the world and changed, you know, an entire community. A little, well, not an entire community, but I'm sure it's getting there. It definitely had a profound effect on many people in Ohio just from just this brief interaction in Iraq. And I thought that was so powerful just to see compassion spread and do that, that I wanted to kind
Pass
of go around and tell that story.
And so let's emphasize this again, because we're almost out of time, and I know you're there in the middle of trying to get a subway. So you're going to travel over, I love that, you're going to travel over 7,000 miles, and you're going to tell people about the realities of war and stories like the one you just told us, right?
Right, yeah. And each member of the journey just has an amazing, unique perspective. Well, a really special message to give about the present situation we're facing in the world today with our conflicts and wars.
And there's a lot of hot spots that are bubbling up, to be sure. Connor Curran, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. Good luck with your trip, and we'll talk to you along your journey.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yep. And thank you for your service. Connor, of course, as I mentioned, was in the Marine Corps. He was a combat engineer. He just told you about that in Fallujah and Ramadi and what happened there. Interesting story and how the guy embraced him. This is all goes back to collateral murder. Remember that video of the U.S. military helicopter that was shooting Iraqis, including Reuters journalists and kids. It made big headlines last month. And it was, it was all over the place. Josh Steiber talked with dozens of people. He was on our show because that video leaked out, and it was very unusual, to say the least. All right, coming back, we got more here on America Tonight.